Deseret News. I'm John Scott. In New York, Donald Trump returning to the courthouse for his criminal trial, but he's not alone. He's been joined by an entourage of Republican supporters, including House Speaker Mike Johnson, who says voters are fed up with the efforts by Democrats to silence former President Trump.
President Trump is leading in swing state polling. The American people see right through these politically motivated attacks. I've been in 102 cities in over half the states in the last few months. And I can tell you that no matter where we are around the country, I've been doing large events. People from all walks of life come to these events. And they are concerned about this. They are disgusted about this. They are fed up. They've had enough.
Others at the trial showing support. North Dakota Governor Doug Burgum, Florida Representatives Byron Donalds and Corey Mills, and former GOP rival Vivek Ramaswamy. Inside the courtroom, Mr. Trump's former lawyer Michael Cohen is undergoing a bruising round of questioning from the ex-president's lawyers. Also at SRNNews.com, the U.S. is moving into the Chinese buying property near a major U.S. airbase. Keith Peters has that story.
President Biden issued an order blocking a Chinese-backed cryptocurrency mining firm from owning land near a Wyoming nuclear missile base. The order forces the divestment of property operated as a crypto mining facility near the Francis E. Warren Air Force Base. It also forces the removal of certain equipment owned by Mine One Partners Limited, a firm that's partly owned by the Chinese state. The move was made in coordination with the U.S. Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States. Keith Peters reporting.
On Wall Street, stocks have been wavering. The Dow is down 16 points. The NASDAQ ahead 31 points. This is SRN News. Christians are nervous about artificial intelligence. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
In fact, most Americans are nervous about AI, fearing that it will ultimately do more harm than good. But the latest poll released by the American Bible Society finds that believers have a heightened concern about AI and how it will be used. ABS spokesman John Plake says, quote, practicing Christians are more likely to say the bad results of AI will outweigh the good, and the greatest uncertainty is at the intersection of AI and faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kansas Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has vetoed a bill aimed at ensuring that judges order child support payments for unborn babies. Legislators cannot consider overriding Kelly's veto because they adjourned their annual session on May 1st. The measure was similar to a Georgia law and bills introduced in at least five other states. This is SRN News. The government's Highway Safety Agency has opened yet another investigation into automated driving systems.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration is looking into crashes involving Waymo's self-driving systems. Waymo was once Google's self-driving vehicle unit. The government agency says on its website that it's received 22 reports of Waymo vehicles either crashing or doing something that may have violated traffic laws when the automated driving system was engaged. And it says it's opened at least four investigations of vehicles in the past month. 17 of those incidents were crashes, but no injuries were reported. All companies with self-driving or partially self-driving vehicles are required to report all crashes to the federal government. Donna Water, Washington.
The Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs open the regular season at home against the Baltimore Ravens on September 5th. Kansas City going for a third straight Super Bowl title. More details at SRNNews.com.